And now it's time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we set the bar for your day very low, all right?
Uh-huh.
Easy goal to accomplish just by not doing this. And I feel like since your husband is in real estate, he's a realtor, that he maybe has stories about something similar to this setting the bar story.
Probably.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without literally moving into a house you haven't bought or even made an offer on, you're doing okay.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, it is a no-no. The dude's name's Napoleon, a.k.a. Neapolitan, and he was going to an open house just last Sunday. Lovely house there, about 40 miles south of Washington, D.C., and he apparently talked to the realtor, talked to the seller about how much he liked the place, thought it would be great for him and his four kids.
Oh, wonderful. Everything, checked all the boxes.
Yes, looked like he was serious. Well, it looked like he was serious because he just moved in.
I was just casing the joint.
Yeah, he moved in a couple days later, didn't make an offer or anything, just kind of showed up with his kids, got inside, refused to leave.
Did he think that's how open houses work?
it's open.
It's open, right?
Yeah, just call dibs on it, I guess, and it's yours.
All right. What a great way to get a house.
Right. So, obviously, the seller, the realtor, they called authorities on him. And he just kind of stared at the police through the window. He's like, hey, what are you guys doing here?
We're going to come in now.
Hey, what are you guys doing here? So they went inside. They arrested him. I mean, he had some other, you know, issues in his life. Warrants.
Sounds like it.
Other things like that. Has a long list of charges ahead of him.
Oh, gosh.
You know, the CPS did take the kids and release them to a responsible family member.
That's good.
Yep. So,
do you think maybe, did he try to use the whole, well, it said open house, so
I think that's
probably that was an invitation.
Yeah, he probably used the whole ignorance plea, but as we know, ignorance doesn't necessarily...
not always bliss.
Yeah, that's right.
Now he's got another complimentary place to stay.
That's right. He was probably thinking, you know what, possession is 3/4 of ownership right there.
Yeah, maybe you just thought, oh, they're probably going to set me up on a payment plan.
Yeah, they'll be like, you know what, I guess you really do like it. So,
yeah,
all right.
It's yours.
Anyways, yeah, so your husband being a realtor, hopefully he's never had to deal with anything like that.
I don't think he's ever seen that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he thought he won the house, like in a contest.
Wow.
Hey, this is a free house. It says open house. That's what the sign says.
You know, the seller seemed to really think that I liked it, so I just took it.
Okay.
That's your setting the bar story.